Our Lord says in the gospel today, or he prophesies his passion and death to the apostles, and then ends by saying that he has come not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. To give his life as a ransom for many. This is another place he says that there's no greater love than to offer your life, to lay down your life for your friends. And that's what Jesus did, and that's what even Jesus calls us to do. He's called us and gave us the commandment to love one another as he has loved us, and he loved us to the point of dying for us. So we are called to love our neighbor to that extent, to that overflowing extent. You know, we think of, you know, being nice and kind and doing charitable things to our tokens of charity to our neighbor, and, you know, maybe that's good. It's good to that extent, and then let me live my life. We are called to lay down our life for our brothers and sisters. Husbands are called to lay down their lives for their wives, but even vice versa. And they are ready to do that with that great love. But we are called to love our neighbor to the extent, that overflowing extent of dying for them. And what a contrast between our Christian faith and the faith in the philosophy of the world, where you only have one life, and so live it to the full, and just, you know, that's everything you have, and you must hold on to it. Forget about others if it means, you know, doing harm to your own life. We are called to be ready to sacrifice our life, to live this kind of sacrificial love for our neighbor. And our friends and our neighbors even include our enemies, as our Lord himself died for his enemies. Our Lord is that example to us. We can think of course, St. Maximilian, who literally died for his neighbor, who he didn't even know, offering his life in the starvation bunker, offering to take his place. I think of the Middle Ages, people were offering to take the place of those who were sold into slavery, and they went into slavery for them. Imagine that. But we are called to daily sacrifice, making these sacrifices for our neighbor, and even being ready to offer our lives for our neighbor, to take the bullet for our neighbor. Imagine walking on the streets and seeing somebody being mugged or stabbed or raped or being harmed in some serious way, and are we ready to go and help them at the risk of hurting ourselves? We know through videos and through hearsay that most people are not ready for that. Most people will walk away or will not intervene because they don't have that faith. They don't have the Christian love, charity. And are you and I ready to do that kind of thing? Are we going to? There's that cowardly element in all of us which we don't ever want to come out. So we pray for that charity, that courage, that fortitude, but that charity, that love for our neighbor, where we're ready to suffer, we're ready to sacrifice ourselves. And I think that word is to be underlined, sacrifice ourselves. And we can't do that in the great circumstances unless we're ready to do it on a daily, day-to-day basis, ready to sacrifice our time, our fatigue, our efforts for our neighbor, to take the difficult way in place of our neighbor. This kind of charity our Lord is calling us to, and it's a commandment to love our neighbor as Jesus did for us. He sacrificed himself in many little ways and big ways until his death. We are called to imitate him, to follow his example. And we don't have the excuse of saying that I can't be like him, I can't do that, when our Lord commanded us to do it. And he calls us to pray for that grace, that love, and to work for it. We're in training this life as a training in this kind of charity. And so we must undergo that training and grow day to day more and more this in this sacrificial love.
Misericordes oculos. fructum ventris tuum.